hanging out with two-thirds of Lainey, Paul and Jake. How's it going, boys? Good to be back in Canada.
What's up? It's just the two of us now.
Yeah?
In the band.
Just the two of
you. So you got 100% of Lainey.
You got the full thing.
Well, if you're looking for a new third member,
okay.
Hey, I like it.
I can play the triangle and the tambourine.
We've been discussing that. We're looking for that, so thank you so much.
Two really important instruments.
Yeah.
You're damn right. have you sound checked already for your set today?
We haven't, no. I don't know if we get a sound check. Sometimes at the festivals, you just walk up and cross your fingers and hope it works.
Sometimes it's the best way. Just go out there and wing it.
Yeah. It is fun like that.
Yeah. But it's good to be back in Canada.
Yeah, it feels awesome.
You like it up here?
Yeah.
Love Montreal.
A little different to LA, but
Yeah. Montreal's great.
And you're just about to start your Summer Never Ends tour, right? Next week.
Yeah, Summer Forever.
Summer Forever, that's right, yeah. Is that your favorite season then? Is that why? Do you love summer?
Summer rules.
Yeah,
I'd say summer wins.
Yeah.
But you know, it's the summer and we're about to play 33 shows, all in amphitheaters really across North America. It has that like summer nights kind of vibe and it'll be really great.
You got Surfaces coming out with you as well.
Totally.
That's going to be epic.
Yeah,
How did you land on them? Is it just kind of like a label thing or you just always been a fan or?
I definitely think they're awesome. We have the same booking agent and we were discussing like wanting to, you know, do kind of a package deal for the summer and they felt like a perfect fit and they've been awesome.
Nice. So do you treat this like shows before a tour like this as a rehearsal? It's a pretty big rehearsal.
No. Every show is show. Yeah, we've played a lot of shows at this point and every single one is super important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. And what are you most looking forward to performing today on stage?
We have this song called You that normally we'd put at the end of the set. We're starting our set with it today.
Oh, wow.
And we're starting the set with that all summer long. And it's a little bit of a different arrangement. We stay really big and up dynamically versus going down halfway through. And it's a really kind of a anthemic way to start the show.
Nice. And would you say like festival sets, like do you kind of structure them differently to, you know, maybe your tour set for an amphitheater or even just an indoor arena?
Totally.
It's a different vibe.
This set is 45 minutes long today, and then the set on tour will be about like 85 minutes. So
yeah.
We had to trim, you know, a lot off. And when you're, I mean, I guess it depends like what time of the day you're playing, but today we're, you know, it's a little bit like 3:30. So we want to keep the tempo up. They're not really playing any ballads. I don't think we're playing any ballads actually when I think about it, but you have to be kind of cognizant and you want to be aware of that when you play festivals. It's a good opportunity to get in front of people that normally maybe you wouldn't be in front of, so you want to make a good impression.
Yeah, it's fun, like people are just walking around, it's fun to pick songs that might grab someone like, ooh, let's go see what band that is.
Yeah.
And they come to your show and then you want to get them for life.
Yeah.
So I love festivals.
Well, you're going to need a ballad. What if you get booked at like Sunset for one of these festivals?
We've got
some ballads.
Hella ballads.
Yeah,
but we're just
we
not
got those.
Playing them today.
Just not today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What kind of food do you like eating when you're here? Do you get to enjoy some festival food when you're on?
I definitely had poutine yesterday.
Yes.
It was amazing. I had it here. I came and saw Turnstile play at like 7 and was starving and had like the fried chicken on top of the poutine.
Yes.
That was great.
The catering here is amazing. I just had lamb from the barbecue bar and then like a poke bowl. Fantastic.
Nice.
That's a crazy combo.
That's catering.
It's a great combo.
There's so much stuff. I love it.
Now starving.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you as well, like before you head out on tour, do you have like a travel kind of routine that you go through to try and just keep yourself in check or you know, like stay focused and whatnot?
Pretty much just overpack.com.
Yeah.
Jake and I fly with like 4 suitcases.
Really?
So
I just have such a hard time narrowing it down to like options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Just full of clothes. Just
we're terrible at packing, and then we'll just buy a ton more clothes during tour.
Really?
What percentage do you wear of all the bags too?
Probably 35%.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every time. It's good to have options. You got to be ready for anything.
Yeah, totally.
I want to ask you like each, because the album that one of the albums that came out, you've released so much music like the last 2 years, but Mama's Boy. Mm. Who is the bigger Mama's Boy?
Oh, wow. We're both, but I mean like Jake. Jake's mom, Jake like took his mom to get a tattoo and stuff. And
She did get a tattoo. That was crazy.
A little bit more bonding moments.
Of what?
Well, she has a phrase she's from the South, so she has a phrase when she likes something or loves something a lot. She says, "Oh, I love that five times." That's her thing.
I love that five times.
And then my parents lead a little Sunday school group at church, and they, when there's new members, they do a game called Two Truths and a Lie. And my dad would always play it, and he would tell them that his wife, my mom, has a tattoo on her left buttock. And so that was always the lie. And now she has a tattoo on her left butt cheek. So that's live, Mom. Thanks.
There we go. Great. We learned something new. Any other tattoos? Recent additions? You got a couple there on your leg. Are they any of those new?
You wouldn't believe the ones
I got Paul's initials right here.
Yes. Can we... let me move this out of the way. Let's see that. Let's get that on camera.
It's a little dry.
It's a little dry.
Do you approve?
Dry skin.
Yeah, I love it. I have Jay.
Like, oh, you returned the favor. Amazing.
Yeah.
And then
same leg.
He definitely got a stomach piece. I don't know if he wants to show it or not.
Yeah, he does. He definitely does. Especially after all that food.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Just some more
hand and a tattoo. You got kindness.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Did you pick the font for that? Like, did you?
I had a friend draw it out. I just said. Write kindness and every letter be a different font, and that was the first thing he did.
Amazing. Oh. And you were like, have multiple drinks before you do it.
I just go in.
You raw dog that.
I just drink some water and crushed it.
Yeah. Nice. So you managed to catch a little bit of the festival yesterday. Are you going to stick around after your set and catch some more, or you gotta head back on the road?
I think we're going back to the hotel. Jake's flying to New York tonight, and then I'm flying to see some of my family in Virginia. Before tour starts,
nice.
So I'm gonna go be with them.
Yeah, gotta do that. Awesome. Well, best of luck on the tour.
Thank you.
We can't wait for the set today here at Oshiega in Montreal. And you're gonna be back in Montreal again on the tour in like 10 days or something. So,
Toronto, we're gonna be in Toronto.
You're in Toronto, yeah. And then Vancouver, I think.
That's right.
In September. Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy knows it. He knows. Yeah. He knows what's up. He keeps you in check, right?
Yeah.
Keep that triangle on hand.
Yeah.
You might need it.
I will be here ready. Waiting with the triangle and the tambourine.
Yes.
Lady, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thanks, guys.